We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls basketball with the head coach for the Cam Cougars, Joe Wallum. And, Coach, your team is 3-4 overall, 2-2 in conference play as you head into a new year. How are you feeling about your basketball team as you get ready to start games in pretty much the second half of the season?
Well, you know, I think we're having some growth, and I think we're doing some good things, and you know, kind of excited where we are. We're shooting the ball a little bit better. You know, we worked on some new stuff over a break, so we're excited to try some of that stuff out and in game time versus some real opponents.
So, what types of things did you try to work on the most during the holiday break?
Well, we spent a lot of time on defense and trying to give teams different looks. So that's something we're going to try. You know, right away here after break. Offensively, we put some new concepts in as well, and just trying to get our playmakers with the balls in good situations to be successful.
What can you say just about the confidence level of this team after these last couple of games? Wins over Boyer Valley, a close one, then a blowout one against Peyton Trudan. We know Peyton is struggling this year, but from a confidence standpoint, I'm sure things have kind of grown a little bit with those wins going into the break.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we had some, like you said, a great boost of confidence there that last week. And then I think our practices over break really showed that confidence. You know, we had a good scrimmage versus Clarinda over break as well. That kind of gave us some confidence. So you're right. I think we are heading some confidence into tomorrow's game versus Glidden Ralston. And then, you know, busy the week after. So hopefully we're trending in the right direction.
Right. Offensively, what can you say about Maddie Richter and her just ability to create opportunities in the offensive side? And you need her not only to create shots for herself, but to create opportunities for others.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she does a good job of creating for herself. And then, you know, teams will start focusing on her, and it creates open opportunities for other people. You know, Ada Hansen, Courtney Fulman, girls like that have been stepping up and hitting shots for us. You know, Krista James down in the post. You know, so she's done a good job of that. And, you know, I think Maddie's just going to continue to get better as she, you know, finishes out her senior year. And you know, hopefully we can really, really see some improvement here after break.
How much do you feel like your offense really feeds off your defense?
Well, pretty good, you know, especially a team that when we try to press and try to play in transition. So that's huge for us when we can get steals or force a team to get a quick shot and make sure we get the rebound and we give us an opportunity to run.
How would you just describe the dynamics of the press and how much work did you have to do to make it all come together?
It is a lot of work, and we've been struggling the first seven games of personnel, where to put them, you know, to try to put them in spots where they can be successful. So we've kind of had to move some people around, move some pieces around to get it to where it's going to be. And you know, hopefully right after break, we can see a little bit of improvement with the changes we've made.
Talk a little bit about the conference. I mean, how tough do you think it is after you've seen Woodbine, you've seen Coon Rapids Bayard already, you had a nice win over Boyer Valley. It seems like after those top two, Coon and Woodbine, you know, you and Boyer and a couple other teams seem to be grouped together there at that third spot. It seems like it's going to be a dogfight throughout this next month or so.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're going to get a seed right here after break with Coon and Woodbine playing each other, you know, not too long after break. You know, we've already seen those two. We get to play Xyre Elkhorn next week. You're going to see them, you know, with Jalen back, how much that's going to, you know, improve them as well, too. So you're going to see some. Going to see some movement of those standings a little bit and kind of shuffle around and create some, you know, big matchups the second half, second time through.
What do you expect on Friday night with the battle against Glidden Ralston? What are some of the keys there in that ball game?
Well, Glidden's going to prevent some challenges or cause some challenges for us. You know, they play kind of really pack it in on defense. They're going to make us shoot some threes. And, you know, we're going to have to be able to knock some of those down. And then offensively, you know, they got three girls that average 11-plus points a game. You know, so we can't let them come off and get some open looks. We really got to play good defense on that end. And then hopefully we can, you know, score some points in transition and wear them down in the press.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time and best of luck tomorrow against the Wildcats. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Joe Wallum, head coach for the Cam girls basketball team here on KSOM.